Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, greedy baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Is the lighting going crazy or is it me? Do I need to take my glaucoma medicine? My name is Doug and I love movies! That was really smooth, you guys. Coming to you on night two of a two-night run here at the Gramercy Theater in New York City! It's Tuesday, April 28th, 2015. Let me see your name tags, New York. I know you made some good ones. Oh, okay. There's a minion up front. Does it have your name on it? Oh, there it is, in a tiny little post-it that you put on your minion doll. Your post-it fell off of your boomerang. You guys really put this shit together good. Mystic Pizza, front row, Devin. What does that mean?
It's a slice of heaven.
Oh, Mystic Pizza, a slice of heaven. You change it to a slice of Devin. Okay. That's next level name taggery right there. Where's the... Oh, there she is. Oh, my God. Look at those... Can you stand up and show everybody? Now she's got the scary hands from Pan's Labyrinth. And the fucking scary head. Look at this, is like, oh my God. Someone would just shoot you dead if you just jumped out at him with all that on. So be careful with that. What's your name again? I forgot. Katie? Katie. I was right? Oh boy. I'm so excited. My allergies. Is allergies bad for you guys today? Yeah, I gotta do some more cocaine or something. Distract my nose. But anyway, thanks for bringing all those name tags, you guys, and good luck. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Denver, Dallas, Austin, Bloomington, Indiana, back right here in New York City on June 9th, Minneapolis, Portland, Oregon, Philadelphia, Tempe, Arizona, San Diego. All of these dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. And yes, you heard right. Doug Loves Movies is coming back to New York City on June 9th. This time over at the sister theater over here at Irving Plaza. And tickets are on sale tomorrow at noon. So by the time people are hearing this, tickets will be on sale. But for everyone here tonight, You can pick up your tickets at the box office on your way out for Tuesday, June 9th. And it's only $15. You save the $4 in service charges if you buy them here tonight. So there's that. Plus, we got a prize bag that's chock full of fun stuff. Some cookies from, they're called Tate's Bake Shop. You guys really like those? Is it my imagination or does somebody throw something up on the stage? Did I miss it? It's like a phantom joint got thrown up here. Because that happens sometimes. So just now the light hit me in such a way that I thought, oh, someone's throwing a joint. Nope. You're just crazy, Doug. Oh, my God. There's so many good things in here. I want to go through all this with the guests once we get them out here. But, of course, there's a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt and then lots of other stuff. It's another big, heavy, fun prize bag. Let's get my guests out here. You guys ready? Please give a big warm welcome to Kevin Corrigan, Gary Goldman, Rob Cantrell, and Sarah Silverman.
Thank you.
Oh, it works.
It works. Gary Goldman, everybody. Gary Goldman. Checking his mic like a pro. What did you bring for the bag, Gary?
Oh, I brought a sweet sketchbook and some pencils, you know, for the kids.
Sketchbook and pencils, you guys. Yeah.
I think it's going to get a lot of use. You'll rediscover the artist that you...
So we know which guest is. We know which guest is really going to have, really going to be looking for a creative name tag. You know, like he probably won't pick one where a small Post-it is involved. I'm not going to name names. I'm just saying I think your chances are slim. Thank you for bringing these, Gary, and Sarah Silverman is here, you guys. And she brought some fun stuff for the bag.
I'm not home, so I had
She's away from home, so she had to, you know, really throw something together. I think you made quite a sacrifice.
I had an itch to have, like, a regret that isn't a huge deal. And so I cut just mow bangs. Just... And, I haven't figured them out yet, but that's the rest of my hair. It's easily 10 inches, so I could give it to Locks of Love, but you know what? I didn't want to spoil them.
That's some nice hair. You could probably make about 10 Hitler mustaches out of this hair. For your next 10 Halloweens, you could be like, Sarah Silverman, her hair is my Hitler mustache.
That would be such an honor.
It's in a shower cap.
It's in a shower cap. So you get a shower cap, too, for your trouble.
Yeah.
I could not find a bag.
Well, thank you for bringing that, Sarah.
My joy.
And Rob Cantrell is here, everybody.
Oh. Hello. Hello. New York City.
He's always nice enough to bring a copy of his latest album, which in this case is a rap album full of all of his rap hits. Mm-hmm. Like, what's an example of a track on the album? The album, of course, is called Dreams Never Die.
Yeah.
And the cover art is a seagull with a laser coming out of its eye.
It's a pelican with a laser.
I thought it was a pelican.
I feel like such a hack.
I say seagull every time, I think. I think I fuck it up the same way every time.
Sarah had such a creative idea. It's such a great, you know, brilliant hair
I realize now I should have sat at the end as a courtesy to all of you. But what are you going to do?
I would say it's going to be a harebrained idea.
No!
But I just brought my CD, yeah, and there's rap songs on it. And with the video I want to make next is called Babies and Shit. And it's a rap song all about babies and shit. Do you want to hear the chorus?
Yes.
Okay, it goes. I wifed up my chick, gave her the dick. 9 months later, I got babies and shit.
I like it.
And it does that
Rob,
over
that's
and over.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not as... Yeah, so I just
you just have
CD.
The one child, of course.
Yeah. And then I also brought a sweatshirt. A High Time sweatshirt from the San Francisco Cannabis Cup 2011. Before I had babies and shit, I went out there and hosted their award show at the end, and that was fun. They gave
it's great because if you are a stoner and you feel like not enough people know,
yeah.
You can wear that.
You could just be like, you think I like weed? I really like weed. So true.
And you also brought this?
Yeah, it's a bootleg copy of Notorious.
The story of Notorious Big.
Yeah. And that's what you got. Yeah.
How many pages does my sketchbook have in it?
I thought it was a great guess.
It was thoughtful. It was remarkably thoughtful.
Who's the girl on the front of the sketchbook?
Lynn Redgrave.
Is that true?
I don't know how you knew that. Or why you knew that.
It's my go-to, who is that? Lynn Redgrave, it's always funny.
I feel so rude waiting to introduce him last because he's a first-time guest, and I'm so excited to have him because he's one of my favorite actors. Kevin Corrigan is here, everybody.
Thank you.
I think when you start talking normal, that the listeners of the podcast are going to know exactly who you are from your voice. You have a super distinct, awesome voice. Now I'm putting you on the spot to just talk like a normal person. But what did you bring for the prize bag?
I have two DVDs there of movies that I was in over the years that never really made it out of the festival circuit, but they're good movies that I was... You know, that's...
Out There?
Out There. It's written and directed by David Wyck. And it has myself and David and Eben Moss Backrack, Clea Duvall, and Xander Berkeley, and it's good.
Xander Berkeley, he's classic.
He's...
And then another one called Registered Sex Offender.
Or RSO. As those in the RSO family like to refer to it.
By Bob Byington.
Written and directed by Robert Byington.
Yeah, I just saw his latest one, Seven Chinese Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
And, paid close attention during the movie and only counted zero Chinese people. So I'm going to have to see it again. I'm kind of worried Registered Sex Offender will have no registered sex offenders in it.
No,
which is a good thing, I guess. And then you brought some music that you were involved in.
Yes, that's an album, a solo album by Daniel Harnett, New York-based, New York-born and bred, LaGuardia High School, Fame High School, educated. He's a New York guy. He's a great. He's like the Sid Barrett of New York.
His album cover, he's got a lion face. I assume that's him.
I designed the album cover. I didn't actually do that drawing. I kind of took a picture of Daniel, and then I kind of drew over it, and then gave it to a friend of mine who could actually draw well. And said,
"Did you use a sketchbook?"
I was wondering if we were eligible ourselves up here, panelists, to.
I don't think it's gonna go.
Is that a bass album? It's all bass?
No. There's bass on it.
Oh. Okay. I thought that's what I heard, but yeah, there is on most songs.
I think they actually
have... No, it's very funny, Gary. You're right.
It's an all bass
It actually says bass included on here, because sometimes you'll take a CD home and the music will be playing no bass. You're like, where the fuck's the bass?
I was just thinking about my favorite bass line.
Is it from the Barney Miller theme?
It is! Damn it!
Dryer sheet come out of me? It's not possible. I do not use them. They're too perfumey.
Do you know what it goes? Doom, doo doo doo, doo doo doo, doo 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 doo. It's the hi hat. But you're right, Sarah.
I can't believe that.
You're always right.
Aw.
Hal Linden, is he still alive?
Rest in peace.
No, he is alive.
I think Lyndon is still alive.
I went to
Abe
the
Vigoda's definitely still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I saw him being dragged on the Upper West Side the other day. I swear to you.
Fish broke up, but he's still alive. We got a t-shirt from Star Wars Minute. We've got my CD, Gateway Doug 2, Force Fun. My new CD promotional tool is coming out on June 9th. I included a Mentos container that somebody gave me on the road that is like the perfect thing to put your weed in. Close it up. You put a couple of J's in there. They can't get crushed. You can't smell it. Mentos. Remember that, you guys. It's a good... You can put human hair in it if you want. No one will know you're carrying human hair. I got a lighter from our friends at Chameleon Glass. I got a Pokeball, a nice little yellow Pokeball from our friends at Pokeball. And I don't know why I opened it up.
That's a thing. Poking a bowl is a thing that I wasn't aware of until recently. It's
a neat thing.
It really is great.
My friend Pat Bear, who recorded the sound on the show here last night, gave us for the prize bag tonight a Spanish language version of Say Anything. On VHS. I buried the lead on that one. It's on VHS. So that's a weird, clunky item. Oh, it was a Blockbuster copy. Oh, sad. All of that is going to be somebody's tonight here. At
they get
those movies. Yeah.
And I'm glad I went with kind
just
of
for you.
An offbeat.
Somebody's going to win all of this stuff. But I think they're going
to... I think the sketchbook will work out well because it seems to be DVD and CD heavy.
Yeah. I think it will.
You can, like, draw spaceships while you're watching a DVD or something.
Or use it on your artist's way.
Yeah.
They say doodling is... very good for brain. It is for like brain retention because you just.
They say that Burt Bacharach was a relentless doodler.
Do you doodle, Sarah?
I do.
You do. What was the last thing you doodled?
Just a million squares.
That's cool.
Gary Goldman, have you been to the movies lately?
I haven't been to the movies, but
What was the last movie you saw?
Big Eyes. Oh, there's okay. There's a mixed response. Loved it.
You brought it up backstage, and I kind of...
Because I wanted to talk about
it for the show.
Yeah.
But I was also making some calls, see if I can have you replaced for the show. Because Big Eyes is a dumb movie.
I didn't think it was terrible. If you know anything about the story, there's not really much to learn or glean from watching the movie.
I was cold going in, and I thought it was sort of a commentary on art in general and the nature of the critic as well as the nature of the
have you seen any movies lately that...
No,
it's interesting that you... I love that you got that out of it, you know?
Yeah.
I just thought it was rather...
Like, every artist needs a hype man, but if he also abuses you physically and verbally, then...
then that's a... Yeah, that's a bad hype man.
Sold her paintings.
I thought Christoph Waltz is... He's, like, one of my favorite actors. I thought he was, like, miscast. I thought it was just a weird performance.
I adored it. I could see
Gary
myself
came in here today, so in love with Big Eyes.
No, you're taking this away.
He had so many plans.
Him.
Yeah,
no. You
take
can't
it
take it away.
Away
from me because I own it. On iTunes.
What about you, Sarah? Tell us about something good.
I forgot about this part. I saw a movie last night.
Which one?
Thank you. I think that's enough. I went to a movie premiere with my lover that I have sex with. And he is in it, and it's called Far From the Madding Crowd.
Oh.
It's based on a book,
it.
I guess.
You loved it.
He wants to see it
twice,
so bad.
And it's like one of those period pieces where you're like, this is going to be fucking boring. It's so good.
How many stars?
I've seen it twice. I never see things twice.
Wow.
Carrie Mulligan?
She's just so winning and magical and like...
She's like a pixie fairy or some shit.
She's so fucking fun to watch, so talented. It's so good, and it's so beautiful. And this guy is going to love it. Yeah.
All right. Good answer.
I don't have any. Yeah.
Great answer. Well done.
She's. I like Carrie Mulligan.
Oh, she's wonderful. You're going to see her in a play this week, Doug.
I'm
going to
go see Skylight. Yeah.
Multi-Tony.
She got nominated for a Tony today, along with Bill Nighy. Good old Billy Nye.
Nahi.
Bill Nighy, the not science guy, he. Robert Cantrell, what was the last motion picture you saw? Was it with your three-year-old?
No, I didn't. Well, maybe it was. No, but I saw Chappie was the last one I saw.
Yeah, that's not for kids.
No, I didn't bring my three-year-old to Chappie. Yeah.
It's a pretty cute robot, though, for a really violent movie.
Yeah, it's an amazing robot. It does nunchucks. And that's why I love that film so much. And then I saw House of Cards. Is that a movie?
Nuh-uh.
Ah, so I saw that shit.
You binge-watched, like, the whole... thing?
Yeah, I love the first two. The third season, I don't know. They're phoning it in a bit. I don't know.
That's what Spacey is known for, phoning it in.
He's amazing.
How dare you?
But the first few, he's strangling dogs and throwing people.
Whoa!
I know. The first thing, he's evil. That's what he's supposed to be.
All right.
He's supposed to be. But the third season, it's just like politics. It's just like watching the news.
How does it end?
Somebody dies at the end. But it's still going on. The end of the season, somebody dies at the end of the season. But I didn't enjoy it that well. But Chappie was the other film I saw.
I just feel overwhelmed by all these shows that are coming out on all these various platforms where they give you a whole season at once. Because, like, if movies were all 8 or 10 hours each, I'd never get around to most of them. I'd be like, ugh, that's such a long-ass movie. So to have all of it at once like that, it's really not working out for me. But lots of people love it.
I love the first two seasons. Yeah, that was the only thing I watched. Not the only thing.
But it was spread out. You didn't watch it. Rob only likes things that begin with the letter C. House of Cards. What am I doing? It's not Cards of House. You idiot. Moving on. Kevin, speaking of C words, Corrigan, Kevin, what have you seen lately? Have you seen anything good?
I have to go with Listen to Me, Marlon. I don't know if you've heard of this movie, but it's going to be on. It's going to be out in July, I guess. This is a great movie. I can't wait to own it and watch it all the time. It's one of those. It's a documentary, and it's fucking great. I was blown away by it.
What's it about?
I'm assuming it's about Marlon Wayans.
And you're all going to love it. You're going to fall in love with it as I did.
But what's it about, though?
No,
Sarah right?
No.
Listen to me, Marlon. It,
you can't ride this last name any further. It's not that strong a last name anymore, Marlon. Listen to me, Marlon.
Yeah, it's narrated. It's a documentary about Brando, narrated by Marlon himself, using years and years worth of self-hypnosis tapes that he made. And that the filmmaker was given access to. And
is that true?
Yes, it's absolutely true. Whoa. This is the greatest movie ever made. This is the best movie of 2015.
One of the best actors.
Bet, you know, on the 10 best list, at least.
Does he blame the Jews for it all?
Oh, please.
No, it's fantastic. It's, you know, it opens up with him like on a, like a CGI screen. It's like a Steadicam going through his house on Mulholland Drive, and it just looks like a ghost, like a haunted house, and you hear him talking, and, you know, you finally, the camera finds the room where he, you think he is, and it's just it's his face on a big flat screen, like a CGI version of his face, because apparently he had lent himself to some computer wizards who are going to get rid of actors in the future and just replace
the
them
horror.
With
yeah. The horror.
Yes. That's exactly right. And he says, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. All you actors out there. This is our swan song. I made that up. I just made that up. It's true.
I wanted to see that movie.
I thought he was talking about Mad Max.
Similar vibe.
Do you want to ask Sarah or should I?
Was that true or did you make it up?
No, it's true. Don't you want it to be true?
Yes.
It is. It is true. Wait till you see it.
Has When's it going to come out? When's it coming out?
I think July. You got to wait a while.
When it comes out, we'll be like, well, I guess it is a thing. Or it'll eat at us for the rest of our lives.
There are less plausible documentaries on Netflix.
Oh, no, wait, it's on Showtime.
Oh.
And it comes on in May.
We'll Google it.
You Google it.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
We'll track it down, and it does sound amazing. So thank you for telling us about it.
It's not the last movie I saw, though. You know, I made that up.
What was the last one you saw?
Oh, I can't get into that.
This is what it is. I feel the last movie he saw, he felt meh, you know, not great about it. And he probably has a friend in it or someone who probably he knows, you know, would his opinion would matter. And this is a podcast and he doesn't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
As you said, Rob, she's Sarah, you're always right.
I always
right.
Am, I guess.
What's the name of the movie? Now that we know how you feel about it. That's all right. You don't have to say. Do you have another good one to recommend? Another movie that you like that's out and about right now?
Out now?
Yeah.
I don't even know what's
out. You seen anything
now.
Lately?
Rent something to watch on iTunes.
Did you see Going Clear?
Yes.
And very interesting, right?
Oh, fascinating. I loved it. I loved it when Tom Cruise did a split.
It was so amazing.
He was so amazing. You can't not like him.
So he's a very hard worker. He really,
really is.
He really goes for it.
It's fucking crazy. And L. Ron Hubbard is a monster who beat up his wife for smiling in her sleep at the minimum and on from there.
Maybe it was a noisy smile.
I almost get that. Like, I almost understand. Take a sip. It's why I can't listen to NPR half the time. Somebody give these people water.
Wait, were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, but I don't remember about what. What was it?
I don't know.
But L. Ron Hubbard being...
Oh.
I still love Tom Cruise, and I'll watch anything he's in.
Yeah, of course.
I can't help it.
Cruise rocks.
No, he works hard to make good movies. Like, they're not all great, but he really puts himself into it.
I loved Night and Day. It was good.
He's good at science fiction flicks.
But, like, his name was Knight, but her name wasn't Day. It was just Knight and a lady. Let's call her Day for the sake of a title. Strange.
Yeah.
Don't get it. But I was going to say about going clear. Kevin, have you ever, or Sarah, or anybody up here, but have you ever, you know, worked with a Scientologist, an actor... And did they try to drag you in? And how did you escape their clutches?
I have an answer real quick. I worked with, like, every day on the thing, and he was so lovely and wonderful and did not talk about it. Born in it kind of thing. And then years ago, Zach Galifianakis and I played, like, side characters in this movie, and we were in Florida for 2 weeks, and we were, like, the friends of the main guy. And the main guy is a Scientologist. And this is bullyish looking back on it, but we were so wanted to, like, get him to talk about it or something. So when we'd hang out in front of him, I'd go like, I feel like I need direction in my life. Like, I don't, like, I need something. And Zach would play along, but he never said,
he'd never take the bait, right?
No.
Because that's
and
the thing.
Very nice.
They all, the ones that are kind of well known, they seem pretty chill about it. They don't seem like they're going around recruiting all the time. But I also think that's part of the idea behind it. Is you're
they
supposed
don't
to
need
recruit.
Members. They're billionaires with no members.
Right.
They own so much tax-free land.
The tax break is ridiculous. Scientology is completely tax exempt because it's a religion.
That's the only reason it wanted to become a religion.
Yeah, the thing they were so excited about wasn't that they were declared a religion; it was that all their donations would be tax deductible. That was the big thing. I feel I got upstaged by the water thing.
Yeah, yeah, that water walk. I didn't know.
That.
I didn't know where she was going, so I was just like,
I should have been
just watching. Gary, what were you saying?
I was saying that they made the announcement in that big pomp and circumstance situation, and the announcement was not that we're a real religion. It was, from now on, all your donations will be tax deductible.
Yeah.
They went crazy.
And a whole,
they
yeah,
sued the
a whole...
IRS and won. That's very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so check it out. Going clear. Or the unexpected virtue of ignorance.
I feel bad. I feel like this conversation is like so 2 weeks ago.
In that case, I'm going to say... That was the opposite of a triumphant mic drop.
I can't get enough
that
attention.
That was just an awkward
clearly.
Mic right. drop.
And this is the part where I say, let the games begin.
Okay, Kevin, we're going to try to go easy on you. You're our first-time guest tonight. These other three are veterans, and they know what's up.
Probably.
But
listening.
Huh?
Sorry.
But anybody has a chance. Anybody can win. Right, Rob?
Anybody can win. And
yeah.
I think Beck's a cool Scientologist.
Brilliant.
But anybody can win. Go for it. I love these name tags.
How is Beck a Scientologist? That's so weird to me. Okay. So, all right. So everybody brought, lots of people brought name tags. And I need each of you to go and select the name tag that you'd like to play for today. And... yeah, sorry, there's lots of good ones.
I gotta go with the. I've adored him since the get go.
He's gotta get that. Gary's got to get that pizza box. All right, well, while everybody else figures out who they want to play for, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 Doug Loves Movies fans. The wait is over. Doug Loves Movies Season 7 is now available at DougLovesMovies.com. That's right. All those great episodes you thought were lost forever are back and up for purchase on our site. Pretty sneaky, sis. What do you get when you buy Doug Loves Movies Season 7? How about this? 100 full-length episodes of Doug Loves Movies with big-name guests like Amy Schumer, Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Bell, Will Forte, Adam Devine, Nick Kroll, Adam Scott, Jon Favreau, Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright, Weird Al Yankovic, John Hamm, Scott Aukerman, Team Graham, Team Sam, Garf and Oates, Pete Holmes, TJ... Denver, yeah! Miller, Kumail Nanjiani, the Leonard Maltin. The list goes on and on, but this was also the debut in this season of, in quotes, Mark Wahlberg, doing lines all over the place. All this and more is yours for the listening at DougLovesMovies.com. The Season 7 package is only $39.99, $40 for over 100 hours of content. So get it at DougLovesMovies.com, where you'll also find all of our past season, as well as premium bonus episodes, links to road dates, t-shirts. There's so much to hear and so much to love, only at DougLovesMovies.com.
Okay, we're back. Gary Goldman, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Devin.
Our
Mr.
friend,
Pizza,
Devin,
a slice of Devin.
Devin Decker is always in the front row at the New York shows. And what kind of pizza's in there? Is there a pizza inside it? That pizza box?
Yeah, it's a slice of pepperoni. That's so thoughtful.
Are you really going to eat it?
No, I'm a vegetarian.
Oh.
Cantrell might eat it.
Yeah, I might eat a pizza.
We got if you want it, you can have it.
Oh, no, might no, I'm good. All
right. You guys going to fight?
No.
Here, Gary, hold it up for my my Vine camera here for a second. Oh, that's a great shot. Oh, that's beautiful. Sarah, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for another Sarah. Sarah American Beauty. Sarah American Beauty.
All right, and don't forget, there's probably a shithead written on the back
oh,
of
there
these,
is.
So don't reveal that.
Right.
Ahead of time. Gary doesn't have one on his Devin. It's in the box. Devin put his in the box, Gary. What do you got there, Rob?
I got, instead of Dirty Dancing, I have Dirty Sanchez.
Ooh!
And it has your face on Swayze's body.
Oh, do I have a mustache?
And a really nice mustache.
Oh, yeah, Dirty Sanchez.
And you didn't write your name on this. What's your name?
Sanchez.
Clara.
Clara Sanchez? Yeah.
Yeah, there's Clara's face is
dirty
on it.
Dirty Sanchez. Good old
we
Dirty.
Saw is your last name Dirty? Yeah. Clara Dirty? What's in the bag?
We got some donuts. Dunkin' Donuts. I love Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, well, see, here's the thing. On a recent show... Somebody brought donuts for the prize bag, and so then I thought it'd be fun to throw the donuts at audience members, and now it happens at every show. So I'm just saying.
But they don't just sell donuts. They got everything. They got energy bars now. They got a bacon taco. Did you know that shit? A bacon breakfast taco? I don't even know why you're at the show right now. You can go get a bacon taco, and everything's fairly priced. Everything's $2.23. Coffee's $2.23. The muffin's $2.23. Bacon taco's $2.23. They got everything. You want a student loan? $2.23 a month. I love Dunkin'.
Who are you playing for, Kevin?
I'm playing for Craig. Not much to say. It says Craig.
That's the best one.
It's Craig. So I just broke up with someone named Craig.
All
How can you not?
Who wants a donut? Is everybody okay? Okay, good, good.
So people are going to be like, how
if anybody else,
message?
If anybody else feels like throwing a donut really hard.
Yeah, I'll throw one. I'll throw
all
one.
Right, here we go.
Because I just want to hear that. Like, people are like, how was the fucking Doug Benson show? And you're like, man, motherfuckers were throwing donuts.
That was much too gentle.
These aren't donuts. These are, what are these called, Sarah?
Munchkins.
Munchkins, munchkins.
Sarah. I apologize. Sorry. People have light-colored clothing, and I threw a chocolate donut. That was super uncool of
it
me.
It was frosted.
Yeah, sorry about that. Send me your dry cleaning bill.
Oh, my God, there's more people up there. Oh, wow. What a,
yeah, there's a whole
what
balcony
a draw
right
this
there.
Is.
Oh, my God.
Hey, no, hi, everybody up there. I wonder if I could reach with a donut.
Oh, yeah, you can.
No,
oh,
Gary.
Come on.
Gary.
Do it. Do it. Come on.
Well, I want to try
get
that.
The good one. Get the good one.
Come
Gary,
on. Get it to the balcony.
Gary's like a collegiate on. Athlete.
Balcony donut toss. Here we go.
Go, Sarah.
Oh, oh that's in there.
Oh,
all right, did everybody get to throw one?
If you bring it back down, Sarah, we'll sign it in frosting.
You go ahead.
Kevin never got a chance, and there were
you
his
go for it,
donuts.
Kevin.
Here he goes, here he goes.
See the pitching arm. It's a lot of fun.
Whoever cleans this room, I am so sorry. That fucking sucks.
Couple of donuts.
Do you make money from this?
Who, me?
Yeah. Make a little something.
Little, you know, I get a little taste.
They like, you'll tip the, when you tip the people, I mean, you tip them all extra.
Yeah, yeah, I go around after the show and I say, who had to clean up donut?
Yeah.
And they go, none of us. Your crowd is animals. They ate every last, every last crumb of it. Every last crumber batch. let's start off with a game that I like to call Cluster Flicks.
Oh, is this the one with the
AKA
little alpine guy going up the...
Don't yell.
Oh, is that when you build the movies?
No. You're both wrong. It's not,
I think
it's not a game from
Plinko.
Price is Right. It's not Plinko. It's not build a title. It's Cluster Flicks. Yeah. This is a fun new game, Sarah.
Okay.
Where I'm going to say the name, I'm going to name three movies that one actor or actress was in all three of these movies that I'm thinking of. Could be somebody else, but it has to be the one I'm thinking of. And you all guys can all guess who was in all three movies. And if you can't guess the name of the person who was in all three movies, then I'll start adding movies.
Can until just somebody shout
just shout it out.
Oh, we
after
shout
the
it
first
out.
Three, you can shout.
Okay.
Then I'll add names until somebody gets it. It's very exciting.
I'm closing my eyes.
Mary Beth Hurt.
You know I don't like pre-guessing. And also that is wrong. What actor or actress was in Goodfellas, The Departed,
Kevin Corrigan,
and Superbad?
Oh!
That's correct.
Yes! Yes!
Wow. I knew it from Goodfellas. I tried to set Kevin up, tried to throw him a soft one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you jumped in there, took his glory. But can you believe that? He's in Goodfellas, The Departed, and Superbad. That's so awesome. Then I was going to go on to say Unstoppable, which, of course, was not... that title lies. That train was stoppable, as it turns out. Pineapple Express, which, interestingly enough, was the name of the train in Unstoppable. Slums of Beverly Hills, Walking and Talking. Yeah, and two movies by our friend of the show, Dan Schechter, who brought those cookies tonight, supporting characters in Life of Crime. Yeah, he's in all those movies. Plus a million TV appearances.
Damages.
Oh, which season?
Season 3. Well, I watched it 2, 1, 3, 4. So it might have actually been one. No, it was 3.
Two.
Oh, it was season 2?
Yeah,
it was 2.
Season 2, he says.
Pushed it out of order. Greatest show of all time.
Let's play a little game called Last Man Stanton. And Mr. Goldman gets to go first. Ooh. Because he took that last game down to Chinatown. And then we'll go to Sarah and Rob and Kevin, and then to me.
Are you gonna explain the game?
I'm gonna play, and I'm gonna explain the game, but not in that order, because I win if you don't know how to play. We're gonna get from an audience member. Well, I got a. Oh, that guy's hand went up. I got a. Yeah. Got to use that guy. He's excited. So that guy's going to pick an actor or actress or a director. And we're going to go through and we're going to name movies that person was involved in.
Okay.
And if you can't think of one, you're out. Or if you say one that's wrong, you're out. And we need full correct titles. That's another way you can get knocked out. Really, real sticklers. I say plural like there's anybody else but me in charge of this thing. Make sense? Yeah. And I like to play along. Whoever comes in second place, if I win, will be our official winner. What's your name, dude? Andrew?
I thought he was Mark.
You like to do that? You like to just look at somebody and figure out what you think
based on their age, what the most likely name would be. And Andrew, wasn't it?
What about this guy right in front of him in the glasses? What do you think his name is?
I think his name is...
Derek. No.
Oh, Ian. See, well, you're narrowing it down for Gary. Out of all the names in the world, he now knows too that it is not
Matthew, but most people call him Matt.
Nope. What is Alex? Yeah, so you might want to develop this a little bit more before you bring it out in front of an audience. That'd be so great though if you got one right.
Oh.
Like in Super Jaime, when we were filming it, I was on my way to take a psychic test. And I said in front of the documentary cameras, I think the first thing's going to be a star. Just saying it, like, because if it isn't, so what? But I said it, and then the first thing was a star. So we could edit that together in the movie. So I'm all high, and I go, I think it's going to be a star. And then we go in there, and the guy holds it up, and it's a star. I'm like, a star? Yeah, it's hilarious. Okay. Streaming now on Netflix. So, Andrew?
Ed Harris.
Andrew, I like you and hate you with almost equal measure for saying Ed Harris. Oh, boy. It's almost like the better the actor is and the more of a chameleon they are, the tougher it is, and Ed Harris is certainly qualifies as both. So, Gary, you go first. Name any movie Ed Harris is in. And you can name one of the one or two he's directed if you can pull those out.
I'm going to go with the easiest one for me is Glengarry Glen Ross.
Okay. Siri. Any Ed Harris movie?
Pollock.
Yeah.
A about Kevin Pollak, believe it or not.
Oh, it's not about a... Oh, okay.
No, it's about a limited character actor, Kevin Pollak. Guys, he is limited.
I think he's limited. I think he's
Did you
wonderful.
See him in Usual Suspects? Limited. Nobody bought him as a tough.
Actor.
Nobody bought him as a street
like
tough.
To say.
What is he going to do? Hurt me?
Actor.
He's 5'6".
Good for you. You're tall. You're cool.
Why'd you have to throw me under the bus? It's Pollock who is... He was mean to a friend and now I'm...
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, he was mean to Rich Voss.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wait, anybody... How hard is that to be mean to Rich Voss?
Unnecessarily cruel. He was punching down. He was a bully.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, just for the record, who are we talking about?
Kevin Pollock.
Jackson Pollock.
All right. Kevin's a friend of this show. He comes on it and stuff. So.
What choice does he have? Nobody would put up with him being an asshole. Right? It's the Saget rule. Saget has to be nice. Would you put up with Saget if he was a dick?
I wouldn't put up with anyone.
Sachet? No, some people you would put up with. If Scorsese was a dick, you would put up with that.
No, that's... First of all, he's not. I've always heard he's lovely. Second of all, he's very short. Why don't you shit all over that, Gary? Third of all, there isn't anyone you couldn't love once you've heard their story. And I'm sure if you were face-to-face with Kevin Pollak for 2 to 3 minutes, you'd walk away friends. But I love Rich Voss, and I love that you're a loyal friend.
Idi Amin. Saw Last King of Scotland. Didn't feel for him. Don't be an Amin apologist.
Why you gotta be so Amin? Is that the word? Oh, goodness gracious. We should move on. Poor Cantrell is chomping at the bit to say his Ed Harris movie. When's he gonna have his chance to shine?
I was glad that it was stalling. I'm not sure. But did he say Unusual Suspects? No, no. No.
Okay. Unusual Suspects?
No, it was Ed Harris, right? We were talking about Ed Harris.
Yes,
Ed Harris was, I'm going to say this confidently, mm-hmm. Godfather?
What?
Okay, I don't think you understand what the word confidently means.
Godfather?
And no, he's not in The Godfather. Thank you, Rob, for playing.
Yeah, yeah. But he's a bald dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's a lawyer. And,
He's the consigliere.
Oh, I got him mixed up with Robert Duvall. Mm-hmm. I love them both. They're both cool bald dudes.
Not an easy mistake to make. Neither one of them
would find that to be a compliment, I bet.
Kevin, you know Ed Harris movies.
Yeah. The Right Stuff.
Yes.
Oh.
John Glenn. Classic. I'm going to go with a movie called The Rock. Mm. Gary?
He played George in Of Mice and Men.
He did? Which version was that?
Are you impressed?
The one with John Malkovich playing George?
No, John Malkovich plays Lenny. To his
no.
George. Oh, you're right.
Sinise! Sinise is George and Malkovich is Lenny, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I'm wrong.
Well,
sorry, Devin.
You really made a good case for your wrong answer.
I really did.
Sarah
Pollock.
Oh, that helped me think of one.
Was there a Pollock too? I've seen him in so many things, but I'm drawing a blank, and I'm just gonna guess. Oh,
Pollock 2, Spackle
Shit.
And Hum.
The Born.
God, so many ways you can go from after the word
identity?
Born.
Is he in that?
Born Identity? No.
Ah!
No.
It's the arrogance with which I said he was in Of Mice and Men that I really regret.
No way. We only have...
It's karma for the Kevin Pollak feud.
It's just Kevin and me now, yeah. You got another one, Kevin?
Jackknife.
Okay.
Wow. It's a deep cut.
Jack? I'll go with The Abyss.
State of Grace.
I do not like how this is going. And he's got, I bet you he's got 20 more at least. And I'm already like, oh shit. The Hours.
Wow.
There's a movie out. Does it count if it's not been released yet? Or
how soon? How soon is it coming out?
It's playing. It's in every festival at the moment.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, The Adderall Diaries.
Oh. No, I changed my mind. I don't accept it. Come on, Ed. What were you in? Tell me, Ed! I think I'm going to have to call it. I feel so bad. I feel so bad. I just keep picturing his Ed Harris-ness. That's why The Hours stood out to me, because he looked kind of different in that one. Lost a lot of weight.
It is easy to veer off into Duval territory when you're feeling desperate.
Yeah, thank
it. You.
Know, thank
like,
you.
It's like, oh shit, the
okay.
Same vibe.
Was he in The Firm?
Yes!
You just admitted to having seen The Firm.
Holy shit.
I remember Brimley. Oh, Brimley was a tour de force in The Firm.
I love Goldman waxing about Brimley.
Brimley. Goldman.
Anything else, Kevin? You're our winner, even if you don't come up with another one. But I think I'm at a dead end if you can come up with one.
Wasn't he in some army stuff?
Well, yeah, he had an army outfit on in The Rock. Is that funny? Is he a Marine or...
Okay,
Air Force?
It was funny because the camouflage was gray, much like The Rock.
No one about would help, and it hasn't helped me, but you guys are more movie people. Like, picture him with, like, a wig on, because there was probably something where he had hair in it, like a wig, and that will jog your memory.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, but he really sticks to that one look for the most part.
That Robert Duvall look, you know.
And he's directed a couple of things. I can't think of the title of either of them. At least two things. Kevin, you calling it?
I'm thinking of another movie that's not out yet. But that doesn't count.
I'll take it if you know the name of it, and we all have to believe you.
Knows movies that haven't come out yet or that never came out.
With Ed Harris, like with every single role he plays, I can picture him madly hanging up a phone. Like sitting behind a desk. Ah!
Did he take a turn where he cried in something, maybe?
Oh, crying Ed
Jack
Harris.
Jackknife, he cried.
A weepy Ed Harris.
Was he in History of Violence?
He was? Who guessed that?
The Gull.
Why are you ruining our game?
Oh,
Kevin,
why are you Amy Adamsing us? Oh, because you give up, Kevin? Kevin gave up?
All I got is that film that's not out yet.
What's it called?
It's coming out this month, I think. It's called.
It was just.
Is the Adderall Diaries really a thing?
It's coming out. This actually is coming out next month.
Okay.
It's called Cymbeline.
Oh, okay.
He was in the latest Oscar Schindler vehicle.
What does that mean? Schindler 2?
Liam Neeson. He was in a Liam Neeson.
Oh, he was Run All Night.
Yes.
Damn it.
Son.
Good one. But tell us the rest of them we missed.
I couldn't pick out one.
Gravity. Oh, Apollo 13.
How do I
forget Apollo 13? That's like when he said the right stuff. I thought I was confusing it.
Yeah, no, he's in both. He's in every space movie.
He went to space a lot.
National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
And I like that he picked his spot.
That guy just dunked it.
Let's get great
Broke the backboard.
Oh yeah, Creep Show.
Was Ed Harrison in Creep Show?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, the Truman Show.
Stepmom. Milk money. Good Lord. He does a wide array.
The audience seems most appalled that Snowpiercer was not acknowledged.
Oh yeah, Snowpiercer was interesting.
He's in radio?
Wow.
Knight Riders, yeah, the George Romero motorcycle jousting movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It's all right. What'd you say? Truman Show,
yes.
Of course. Oscar nominated for that, I think, maybe, wasn't he? He wore a hat.
I should have thought of that, Sarah. He always wore like a you know, little knit hat, you know, a little Kangol or some shit.
Stepmom,
stop
we already said. All right.
Stepmom like 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Exaggerating.
I like the exaggeration bits.
Pain and gain. They just keep coming. You guys, stop it.
You guys are so mad about it. They're just movies you happen to see. It's not an achievement.
Was it Appaloosa? Was that what he directed?
Yes.
Fuck. Now I think of it.
How long is this?
We're going into the last game now. It's called the Leonard Maltin game.
I love the Leonard Maltin game. I remember it from last time. This flew by. Guys, did it fly by?
Can we remind the audience that this game, I was a part of the... I didn't make it up. I was a part of its beginning.
Yeah, it's true. You were there from the start. Yeah. You put a bullet through my heart. Wait, what?
Dave Rath and Brian Posehn and Todd Glass and Alan Murray lived in a house... Doug slept there often, even though he had a place, because it was after the big earthquake and he was scared. And I also stayed there because that's where I would stay.
No, it was super, yeah, it was fun to stay there.
So much fun. Todd Glass plays a lot of fun games.
And Doug and Brian and I would spend days and days playing the Leonard Maltin game. Should I stop talking, Doug?
No, tell him more. What more is there to say other than we use the book...
Yeah.
Now I use the app. Wow. Now the app is dead. So,
why?
Yeah, because Leonard and the company he did the app with couldn't agree on further terms. So
not surprising. Maltin is... he's the money whore, Maltin. It was always about the money with Leonard.
Leonard is a friend of the show.
Yes, he's been on the show a bunch of times. He and Kevin Pollack skipped.
Let's go over the feuds I've started tonight. Sege, Pollack, Maltin.
What's Sege?
All Jews.
What was that first one? I don't know what's happening.
Saget.
I don't like it. Oh, Saget. Sege.
Come on. It was low-hanging fruit.
All right, so Kevin gets to go first.
Comedian on comedian crime, Goldman.
Oh, yeah. I don't care for Malton's stand-up either.
You're still talking. You're still talking into the mic.
God willing, they'll hear about this. God willing, it'll put me on the map, my feud with Saget. And or Pollock.
Leonard Malton game starting.
Here we go. Rob's going to go second. Kevin, you get to pick a category. Your options are the Sag and Baggins category, which is Apollo 86, and that's films in which Carl Weathers dies. Apollo 86.
It's hilarious. It's brilliant.
Interstellar got her groove back. That, of course, is Matthew McConaughey romance movies. And then finally, Soup or Man. Superman. And that's movies with either soup or man in the title.
I'll take the soup.
Okay, he's into it. Would you like a movie with soup or man in the title from 1970 or 1973? This is going to be rough. Which one?
A movie with the word soup or man in the title from either 1970 or 1973.
Yeah.
Can I just say it?
No. What? We have all this like bidding and stuff that has to happen.
Okay,
so right.
I don't want to jump the gun.
But if you think you know it, that's going to help you.
No. He doesn't understand. You pick the year you're going to guess from.
Yeah. Which one would you like, 70 or 73?
70.
He wants 70. Okay. So this movie has Soup or Man in the title. It's from 1970. 1.5 stars from Leonard Maltin on his app here. He says the movie's got a silly story and just a few real laughs. He also calls one of the characters in the movie kooky. And he lists 7 people. So how many people in the cast of 7 that he lists will it take for you to discern the name of this movie? Of course, reading from the bottom of the list up. A smart opening bid sometimes is to just take all the names, just say 7 names.
7 names.
Smart. Rob Cantrell?
I'll say I'll name that movie in...
6 names?
6 names.
Okay. People thought you were saying something else.
I'm going to say name that movie.
Yeah, that's what they thought you were going to say, Rob.
Smart.
Oh, shit. Sorry, man.
All right, you get 6 out of the 7 names. And
Has Superman...
Has Soup or Man in the title, 1970, 1.5 stars from Leonard, silly story, just a few real laughs, kooky character, and your 6 out of 7 names are, and Rob Cantrell's the only person that can guess here, Christopher Casanova, Nicola Paget, Deanna Doors, Nikki Henson, Tony Britton, and Goldie Hawn. Your 6 out of 7 names, Rob. What's the name of the movie with Soup or Man in the title?
I see it. I know the movie part.
See it and say it.
There was a van. It was Disco Man?
No, sir.
Private Benjamin?
That would be so awesome if... Yeah, that would be so awesome if Goldie Hawn co-starred in a movie called...
What'd there should be a movie called Disco Man.
Disco Man.
No. 1970. I'm sure there is.
No, man. This movie doesn't have man in the title. It starred Peter Sellers and it's called There's a Girl in My Soup. Mm. There's a Girl in My Soup. So Sarah's on the board with 1 point.
Feels good, but it's not the way you want to get a point.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with Kevin again, but then we're going to go to Gary.
Gary Goldman.
That's the one. Kevin gets to pick the category between Nationwide is on your side. And that's movies where a kid dies. The next category is called Dear White People. And it's movies with Betty White, Jack White, or Mike White.
I loved Jack, that movie, by the
Jack
way.
Jack White or Mike White. What?
I loved that movie, Dear White People.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it. It just makes for a great category. And then your last option is Go Bananas. And that, of course, is movies with apes. The word apes in the title. But let me give you an example. Grand Budapest Hotel has
wow.
apes
yeah,
in the
it
title.
It certainly does.
Mm-hmm. Which one of those would you like to play, Kevin? Kid Dies, Betty White, Jack White, Mike White, or apes in the title?
The Mike White, Betty White.
All right. Yeah, White is right.
There's a lot of overlap there.
Jack White.
From 2003 or 2009? Thank God. The 2003 movie was Cold Mountain because Jack White is in it. But this movie is from 2009. 3 stars from Leonard. He calls it entertaining and romantic. Says it offers some laugh out loud moments. And he lists 10 names? Yeah, 10 names. How many names can you get it in, Kevin?
5.
Whoa. That's a strong opening bid, Gary Goldman.
I'm gonna say go ahead and name that movie.
All right. Your 5 names, sir, are Michael Nouri, Asif Manvi, Oscar Nunez, past and future guest on this show, Malin Ackerman. You go Malin or Malin on that, Sarah?
I go Malin.
Malin, I think you're right. And Dennis O'Hare.
O'Hare. I sat next to him on an airplane once.
He's great.
He was bummed because I recognized him from Law & Order, and I know he's done all these wonderful other things, but I love Law & Order. People always get bummed out when I go, oh, you're the guy that stole the silverware. And he's like, I've been on Broadway. I love it.
So. Yeah, he was great in, I thought he was really funny in Sweet Charity with Christina Applegate, and he was also great in Sondheim's Assassins when they did that a few years back. What's happening?
Asleep?
I'm a little sleepy. I get a little drowsy talking about Broadway. Who's got a guess? Who's it on?
It's a tip for Kevin to name it in five.
Yeah. Isn't
there one more?
Do you have a guess?
Well, you have to name the. Oh, you did. Did you say all of them?
Yeah, 5 names out of 10.
The 2003.
2009
movie had like what did you say Jack White in it or something? The guy from the White Stripes.
That yeah, guy? Yeah. He was in Cold Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah. But we shouldn't dwell on that though.
I thought it would help to.
Because either him or Betty or Mike are in this movie. One of the Whites is in this movie. I'll give you an extra clue. Only one of them. Only one of the three. And, and I gave you those 5 names, so do you have any idea what it might be?
What are the names again?
Michael Nouri, Asif Manvi, Oscar Nunez from The Office, Malin Ackerman, and Dennis O'Hare.
I want to say Youth in Revolt, but that's wrong, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wrong. But the rest of the names are Betty White, Mary Steenburgen, Craig T. Nelson, Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock, and it's called The Proposal. The Proposal. So Gary's on the board with a point.
Oh, wow.
Gary's got a point. Sarah's got a point. We're playing to 2 points. What's next? What happens now? Who challenged who there? Gary challenged, right? So we'll start with Rob and go to Sarah. And Rob gets to pick a category between... Nick underscore Knack underscore No suggested that's what she said, and that's movies that have female narration in them. Another category is Fast Batch Cumberbender, and that's the movies of Michael Fassbender or Benedict Cumberbatch. And this is a really fun category. At Demento... Dementomsty? I don't know. Suggested Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese. And that's Martin Scorsese movies without an R. Rating. So it's Martin Scorsese movies that aren't rated R. He's made some. It's true.
Hmm.
Which one of those do you like?
Let's go with
Fast Batch Cumberbender?
No.
That's what she said.
Or okay. The other one, okay. Scorsese flicks.
Scorsese?
Sarah, what should I do?
Oh, you're making her decide.
You have to make this decision for yourself.
Yeah, it's your path. Get on it.
Yeah, we're going to go with Scorsese.
Okay.
With
Would you like a Scorsese movie that was not rated R from 1974, 2004, or 2011?
Let's go with that wasn't rated R. Let's go with 2004.
Okay, 2004. 3.5 stars from Leonard from this movie that he calls audacious. He also says that it won some Oscars and that the lead performer in this movie is remarkably persuasive. And then he lists 16 names. Yes, 16 names. How many can you get it in, Rob?
I can name that movie and 16 names. Sorry. Sorry about that, Doug. I know that pissed you off.
I don't know why they got excited. I can name that movie. You still have to say more. That's not the whole statement.
I say 16 names, Doug.
16. He's taking them all, Sarah.
I'll try it in 15.
Okay. Gary?
Six. Six names.
What?
You might know it.
I was
Kevin, he wants only
this
six
is Kevin's lame,
out of 16 names. Can you go lower, or are you going to challenge him to name it?
What is it, 2004?
Yeah,
2004.
Can I just name it?
No. You could say I can name it in zero names.
Oh, I can name it in zero names.
He says zero names.
Rob might challenge you.
Yeah, if Rob challenges you, then you got to name it.
Yeah, I say. Yeah, Kevin, name that film. Name that movie.
What's it called, Kevin?
The Aviator.
That's correct.
Yeah. He's right.
Kevin, is The Departed, that's your one Scorsese, or were you in one of his other films?
Goodfellas. He was in Goodfellas.
Goodfellas, of course. Of course. Goodfellas, Departed.
Michael.
Any others?
In a wheelchair, no less. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, you don't have to answer. This is very exciting. Everybody is on the board with a point except for Rob. So Rob has a chance to get up in here.
We can still look forward to that point.
Right?
You never know.
Rob challenged. Okay, so we'll start with Gary and head towards Rob. Okay. And Gary gets to pick.
I haven't gotten to start one yet.
Because it's weird.
What is your system?
You'd figure it out if you, like, when you're on the show, you, like, pay attention. I didn't mean it like she should pay attention. I just meant it more like, you know. You know, Rob gets it, don't you, Rob?
Yeah, totally.
Nobody ever gets it. Don't worry about it.
No, not at all.
Start with Gary. One Fine Day. The films of Rafe and Joseph Fiennes.
I'm much more comfortable with the Rafe.
Liar, Liar. That's films that have Bill O'Reilly in them. And Doug loves Schmovies. And that's movies that have board games in them. Because there's a board game called Schmovie.
I'd like to play the board game one, that
you
last
like
one.
That?
I'd like to play that one. I think that's...
This movie that has a board game in it is from 1995. 2 stars from Leonard. He says this movie takes place in 1969. And he also says the story doesn't seem to have much of a point. And he lists 9 names. How many names can you get it in?
I think I can name it in one.
He says one name, Sarah.
Name it.
Jumanji?
All right. Your one name is Adam Hanbird. What's your guess?
So it was a Hanbird vehicle. Jumanji.
You really sticking with Jumanji? I gave you a chance to change it.
That didn't make it easier.
Because that's the correct answer. It's Jumanji!
That was in 1994?
Jumanji.
Five, 1995.
Doug, what year is that?
95.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's my freshman year of high school.
So what are you? You're just shocked that it was 20 years ago?
Yeah, because I know...
Feels like there'd be more to do with the 20th anniversary.
Didn't Jon Favreau direct it?
No, it was a gentleman named Joe Johnston directed it.
Oh, what did he direct?
He directed Zathura, a space adventure.
Elf.
Oh.
No, he directed a lot of things, but what she's... The other board game movie she's thinking of is not Elf. It's Zathura, a space adventure.
Oh.
Was the name of the board game movie that
he directed. I feel like I can
directed.
Picture him saying Jumanji.
Yeah, maybe you picturing it because he was saying, no, that's it. My movie's not Jumanji. He'll probably listen to this, though, so that's fun.
Oh, so...
Gary's our winner!
I'm proud.
Hey!
That
I'm
means
proud.
Devin goes home with the prizes.
I feel like Adrian Barbeau on $100,000 Pyramid.
You look like Adrian Barbeau on $100,000.
She was quite busty.
There you go, dude. Congratulations. He deserves it. He drives very far to be here.
He did?
Yeah.
From where?
Coventry, Rhode Island.
Wow.
Little
New
Roadie.
England.
That's what we call it. Little Roadie.
New England.
Yeah, he makes the effort. I appreciate it. And
Providence still the capital? Haven't been
in
a while.
She's got American Beauty, and then there's the bag she drew on there.
Oh, I thought it was a tank top.
For that period of time, it was.
Still glowing from my win. Name the movie.
Still what?
Still glowing from my win.
Talladega Nights.
Minnie Driver said it.
Oh.
Good Will Hunting. Thanks, everybody.
Oh. How do you not like them apples? Gary, what do you got coming out, man? What do you got coming up? What can you plug?
You can see my special on Netflix. It's called In This Economy. And these people, they enjoyed it. And also, I'll be in Orlando, Florida at the Phillips Theater May 9th in Orlando, Florida. That's in Orlando,
Florida.
All right, Florida.
Check him out. Check out Gary Goldman.
GaryGoldman.com.
And his he does great impressions like Kevin Pollak.
No, I don't do any impressions. I do a Jewish guy at a ice cream store known for its large portions.
Okay, no spoilers.
All right.
Don't do it here.
No, I wouldn't.
No, Sarah wants to see it.
All right. Picture a really big bowl of ice cream, okay? Double it in size. All right, Jewish guy at an ice cream store known for its large portions. Here we go. This is the small. My wife said you can get a small. This is the small.
Who wants a donut?
Oh, good catch. Woman in the very provocative dress.
Hey, you know, it was a good throw also. I put it right in her hand. You're welcome. Sarah, what do you got coming up?
Gosh, I don't know. Nothing.
Look for her.
That's a sign of somebody who's made it. She doesn't even have to.
Yeah. Sarah K. Silverman.
I'm shilling.
On
plug something of mine.
Yeah, do you know of any
Gary
of Gary's other
special
dates?
Special on Netflix. Hey, you guys have you guys seen Tig's special with John Doerr? Knock, knock, it's Tig Notaro.
Yeah,
on
it's on Showtime.
That's great.
It's really fun. Rob Cantrell.
Yeah, just check out my hip hop CD. And check out my video. I have a new video called Coffee and Weed. And yeah, check that out. And I also just put out another YouTube that was called Real Painting with Rob Ross. And I'm Bob Ross's son. And I'm Rick Ross's second cousin. So check that out. That's all I got. I'm locking in some dates West Coast, hopefully soon. Check out robcantrell.com.
Oh, I put it right there. I'm sorry. It's been on the ground. Now you got it. Now you got
to
eat it. I'm sorry. What was the last thing, Rob?
Just check out my website for dates coming up. I should be out in California coming up in June.
Oh, right on. Let me know when you're out in California. We'll do some stuff out there.
Awesome.
And let's hear it for him. First-time guest, Kevin Corrigan, everybody. You got some movies in the can, as they say?
Yeah, I got a film coming out next month.
So it's in May. You got a movie coming out in May. What's it about?
It's a kind of a send up of the fitness so-called culture and gym, you know, like it's, and it's got Guy Pearce.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love him.
Great actor.
Great memento.
He'd be a tough one to play that game with because he's a chameleon.
And it's directed by written and directed by Andrew Bujalski. That's coming out. I think it's May 29th or June 6th or
what's it called?
Oh yeah, it's called Results.
Results.
Results. Yeah. I also have a talk show, believe it or not. Sarah's been on. I get some interesting people on there. And the next one I was supposed to be this month, but it's going to be next month.
Everything's
now.
Next month with you.
But it's going to be a good one because I was at the 25th anniversary screening of Goodfellas over the weekend, and the Q&A
The people that were sitting that were up on stage was De Niro, Lorraine Bracco, Ray Liotta, you know, all the main
characters,
Paul Sorvino, Goodfellas. And at the end of it, they were like, John Stewart said, "Well, there's some other people that were in the movie who were out there in the Beacon Theater. I don't know who you are, but you know, maybe you just stand up." So you know, like. Eight people stood up.
Was Maury one of them?
Yes.
Nice.
Maury, Tony Darrow, the guy who gets
Sonny.
Yeah, the guy that he goes, "What am I going to do? What am I going to be a lamist? I'm going to go on the lamb." Tony Darrow, you know, and I thought those guys should be on the stage. You know, someone should ask them questions. So I thought I would do that. You know. I'm going to get
that's
it all.
That's great.
Like, you know, Debbie Mazar and Mike Starr. That's what I got going on.
That sounds great. Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah. Great show. Isn't it a podcast as well? Doing a podcast?
Well, I record it with one of those things. Right, you know, right. I try to, like, you know, I put it on SoundCloud. And, you know, I'm developing it, you know.
Right. It's not a reality show. It's a documentary. I know it is. It's not a podcast. It's a recorded piece.
It's, you know what? I'm waiting for someone to tell me. It doesn't know what it wants to be.
It's so good.
You have to... what?
All right, dude.
This was a lot of fun, everybody. Thank you.
Thanks. Doug Lowe's Movies. Madison, Wisconsin, Saturday, August 29th. That's going on sale soon. And like I said, I'll be back here in New York City at Irving Plaza on Tuesday, June 9th, on sale tomorrow. One more time for all my guests, Gary Goldman, Sarah Silverman, Rob Cantrell, and Kevin Corrigan. And does the donut person and the dirty Sanchez person, do they know each other? No, because their shitheads are, as always, seasonal depression is a shithead, and depression is a shithead. And finally, you good, Devin? He's trying to get everybody to sign his pizza box. It's not distracting at all. Trying to wrap up the show like a professional, Devin. Did you get Kevin on there?
No, I didn't.
Kevin, could you sign that too, please? I'm a completist. I'm not going to sign it.
Hell yeah!
And saunterers who take their time... Oh, wait. Let me say it again. Saunterers who take up the whole sidewalk are a shithead.